As a child of the 70s and 80s, I was blessed to be part of one of the most significant moments in children's television. And I learned a lot during that time from one particular person. Mr. Rogers taught me how to be a good leader. He taught me about being nice. He taught me about the power of imagination. He taught me how to make crayons. Mr. Rogers said that there are three steps to being a good neighbor. Be kind. Mr. Rogers taught me about faith without me knowing that that's what he was doing. See, I don't know how many people know this. Matt Tom, maybe you. Fred Rogers was an ordained Presbyterian minister. And he was ordained into the ministry of children's television. He had started down that path, and when he was ordained, they said, keep doing what you're doing. And through his teaching, he shared and he taught and he demonstrated a connection to the divine that wasn't contained by any one faith. It didn't need to be named. It didn't need to have that theological language on it. But somehow, I experienced a holy love for Mr. Rogers. Nowadays, in a world that feels more and more divided every day, we can continue to learn from Fred Rogers. One piece of wisdom that I find I go back to more and more often now, every time we hear about a tragedy, every time we hear about something terrible that goes on in the world, there's a quote from Mr. Rogers where he shares something that he learned from his mother. He says, when you see something bad going on, when you see a tragedy, look for the helpers. There are more and more opportunities now to see these helpers. But when the news cameras are in front of something going on, you'll see them in the background. You'll see the first responders, and you'll see the social workers, and the clergy, and all of those people who are there helping to make it a better situation. Mr. Rogers shared this idea that we are all special. And the generation later, there are some people who can actually consider that a controversial idea. Did we set up our children to fail because we told them they were special? But I disagree. I love this idea. Mr. Rogers says, there is no person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. And he would say that every episode, all the time. When he received an Emmy for a lifetime achievement, one of the things that Mr. Rogers had everyone in the audience do was think about all of those people who have led them to that point in their life. All of those people who have helped them to be who they are. And he said that it was important for us to remember those people, that it was important for us to intentionally think about those people. And he invited everyone in that Hollywood audience to take 10 seconds to think about the people who helped you become who you are today. And I'm going to invite you to do that same thing. Think about those people who have helped you become who you are at this moment, in this time. And we'll just take 10 seconds. We are all united in the simple fact that we've been created and formed by so many people who have come before us, by people that we've encountered and that we will continue to encounter. We're all special, but we're not all the same. And that's a good thing. Our world will become a better place when we recognize that our diversity is what makes our world wonderful. Our world will become a better place when we unite our minds and our hearts and our hands to work towards peace. When we bind together in community, risking embarrassment by expressing a radical love to others. When we risk rejection by offering an extravagant welcome to everyone we encounter. And when we dare to remember that no matter our differences, we are all neighbors. I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well stay. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be mine? Let's unite our voices together again.